For the past two segments of Messianic Perspectives, we have talked about the month of Elul as a time of preparation leading up to Yom Kippur. Like Elul, Yom Teruah, translated directly as Day of Blasts, and is one of the sounds blown through the shofar on Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, meaning head of the year, is, to use a football term, the two-minute warning. In essence, Yom Teruah, with the blasts of the shofar, awakens us to the reality that Yom Kippur is only 10 days away. I will talk more about this 10-day period in Yom Kippur next week. The fall feasts are rich in meaning, both through scripture and tradition. When we look at the significance of Yom Teruah in relation to the return of Yeshua, and the significance of the shofar in scripture, what will happen upon his return can only be associated with this Moedim, this appointed time. When is a shofar used? There are at least five distinct and specific times when a shofar is used in Scripture. A call to assembly for such things as a feast. Numbers chapter 10 and verses 2 through 4. Make two trumpets, make them of hammered silver. Use them for summoning the community and for sounding the call to break camp and to move on. A call to arms for preparation in battle. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 9. When you go to war in your land against an adversary who is oppressing you, you are to sound an alarm with the trumpets. Then you will be remembered before Adonai your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. During a time of celebration such as a feast, Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. Also on your days of rejoicing, at your designated times and on Rosh Hashanah, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings. These will be your reminder before your God. I am Adonai your God. Coronation of a new king. 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 34. Then Zadok the Kohen and Nathan the prophet are to anoint him king over Israel. Sound the shofar and say, Long live King Solomon. And finally, the year of Jubilee. Leviticus chapter 25 and verses 8 through 10. You are to count seven Shabbats of years, seven times 7 years. That is 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month on Yom Kippur, you are to sound a blast of the shofar. You are to sound the shofar all throughout your land, and you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a Yovel for you. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. More on this next time. This month, Messianic Perspectives is offering four articles on the significance of the fall feasts for all believers, whether Jewish or not. We are including an article that conveys evidence in Scripture as to when Yeshua was born. Our offer is to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you your copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.